We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where we try a whole new theme, style, and or topic every week. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is Jen Ducharme. Jen was on my very first improv team, a sophomore album. Still technically together, never really broke up. We all just moved to different places and did different things. Hey, but sophomore album, if you're listening to this, I'll do a show. You let me know when, I'll be there. Super fun. She came over and she wanted to do a more of a dramatic improv style show. She wanted to do something more serious, and she wanted to do a therapy session where she's the therapist and I just play a character who's going to therapy, and we try to play it as real as we can. You know, just because it's serious doesn't mean that there aren't funny parts, but we try to play it like you're really listening to a tape from a therapy session. So it's a little bit different this week. Every week is different, but this week probably the most different. I hope that you guys enjoy this. This is therapy.
Podcast, the free podcast service. This is Dr. Lena doing patient profiles. With us, we have case number 54, Sean Waters.
Hi.
Hi, Sean. Thank you so much for signing the release today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come in. Sean's been a patient of mine for the last 2 years, and today we're going to delve into some stuff. We're going to do a patient profile. Sean, could you silence your cell phone, please?
I just put it in airplane mode right now, so I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Don't apologize. I'm not upset that the phone rang. I'm upset for the reason why you had the ringer on in the first place.
Okay.
But we know what that is.
I gotta give it up.
Did you put the box on the curbside yet for the garbage collectors to
collect? My week's been really good. Not a lot happened. Work's been good.
Good. And Eddie's been treating you better?
Yeah, Eddie doesn't know what he's doing, and he's an idiot. He's asking me to do stuff. He said, have you, organized all the photos? Because I'm a photographer. Have you organized all those photos from last year? And I'm like, the program organizes it for us, Eddie, you idiot. I didn't say that, but I'm like, oh yeah, I'll get right on that. I'll try to have it done by the end of the day. And he's like, oh man, that's a big task. It's already done. Programs do that for you. You could open up a Finder window and just arrange by date.
Well, we did have this discussion about middle management in general.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that most people in middle management at best are like little Stretch Armstrongs whose heads are about to explode. They're the type of people that you look at and say, wow, I have it so much better than you.
So you're saying I should have sympathy for Eddie? Instead of thinking that he's an idiot, I should be like, hey, you never have worked in photography your whole life, and all of a sudden you're my boss, and it might be tough for you as well for me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think you should allow yourself the thought of wondering why he's such an idiot.
Okay. You're not going to be happy about the box, and that's why I avoided it.
I know you didn't get rid of it. I was just waiting for you to bring it up.
I don't know. Maybe I'll need stuff in there. I might need stuff in the box. Sure. Why? I think it's not taking up a lot of room in the garage.
Well, let's go over the inventory within the box again.
All right.
So, from what I have in these past notes here, you have a half full tube of toothpaste.
It's a travel size. It's from when we went on a trip to South Korea.
I think at this point it's safe to say that toothpaste doesn't exist as toothpaste anymore.
What?
It's,
why?
I think it's real tough, and it's more like...
The cap's on tight. I don't think toothpaste goes bad.
I think it's time to throw it away.
No, I might need it. What happens if I ever, like, need to go on another trip? Just holding that small travel-sized toothpaste just kind of takes me back to South Korea when I was married, and it feels a lot better than I have.
Why have mementos that cause you so much pain?
Because when I first pick it up, it makes me happy. Like, when I first, just seeing it, and I get that original flash of, like, happiness. I don't know, then I feel bad for, like, an hour after.
Just for our listeners, want to let you know, Sean is divorced. He's been divorced for quite a long time, and he hasn't gotten over his wife.
It hasn't been that long. 3 years? That's long?
Well, that's when it was finalized.
Yeah, you can't even...
And it started about, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, but it's technically three, and that's all that matters. I mean, if it started high school, it would be a junior.
Why are you getting so defensive?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like time is all relative, so saying that it's a long time ago is... I don't know. It doesn't feel like that long. The toothpaste is still good, so that's not that long.
But, Sean, you don't need that toothpaste anymore.
Well, they don't make it anymore. So, that brand went defunct. I think it got recalled.
What?
We can talk about what else is in the box. I don't want to talk about the toothpaste anymore. Because if anything, that's the one thing I'm going to keep.
But what about that extra small women's sweater?
It might fit me one day.
You're 6'3".
Yeah.
And I mean, your shoulders are as long as three children's heads put together. I don't understand.
It's a weird form of measurement.
Why you would ever want to wear an extra small woman's sweater.
It still smells like her. It's one of those sweaters that you're supposed to get dry cleaned. It's dry cleaned only, so it just never got cleaned.
Even more impractical. Who owns dry clean only clothing?
I don't know. It's a nice sweater. It's just a plain light pink sweater. It's that anytime I knew whenever I saw that it was fall. I don't want to talk about the sweater anymore. If there's anything I'll get rid of everything else but the sweater and the toothpaste. What else?
The elephant earmuffs.
Oh man, those are awesome.
They are quite awesome.
You have a thing against, you have a problem with gag gifts, and you don't hide it very well.
I
like gag gifts.
I'm a minimalist, and I do believe that the best way to live your life is as clear and clean as possible.
With no laughter?
There's more room for laughter in my apartment.
Okay. Well, I think elephant earmuffs are something that anyone can use. I don't wear them because they're not mine, they're my ex-wife's, but...
The fact that they're attached to Claire, though. Why can't we even say her name?
It's better if she doesn't feel like a real person if we just call her my ex-wife. You know, it reminds me a lot of, like, any sitcom that you watch on TV. And that character always has, like, that... There's that grumpy character who doesn't enjoy his life. And he's always like, ugh! My ex-wife took everything. She never gets named, because then that makes her human. And then it makes the joke not funny, because then it makes the situation real. Okay, I just didn't want the situation to be real. It's a real roundabout way to get to it. I'll get rid of the elephant earmuffs. I'll definitely get rid of that. Those aren't important. I have other earmuffs anyway. I have my own funny earmuffs. I have ones that are like dice.
I know. You wear them way too often in the wintertime.
Oh, they're so funny, though. Two dice in the side of my ears. I was like, I should be hanging from a rear view mirror in a taxi. You know?
I don't know why anyone would want to ever do that.
That's funny to me. Let's just get to the last item in the box and it'll be cool.
Well, I think we know what it is. The ring.
I could use the ring for another person. And just not tell her.
You can always sell it, too.
As soon as the diamond leaves a lot, it loses, like, half its value. It's just best if I keep it and reuse it. That's the practical thing. I'm being practical about this.
John, if you weren't pursuing different motives that you're not mentioning, then I would say, yes, it's very practical. I think that's a great idea to hold on to something. You can use it again, or when it appreciates in value. We both know that's just not the case. You're putting so much of your own value on these memories these tokens of memories that cause you pain. They're giving you the inability to move forward and to truly see Claire as a gift that you got to have in your life and where you got to learn more about yourself through the process. You're such a wonderful person, and I know that it hurts me to see you in so much pain that you choose to put yourself through.
Okay, I'll give... What happens if I give the ring to my brother? And he has it in his house. And if I ever get remarried, I could ask him to use it. I could use it. Or if he ever gets married, he could use it. It's just a family ring now.
I think that's a great idea.
Maybe we take the ring. Maybe take the diamond out of the ring. And then we could throw away the band. Because the band's not important. Is that okay? I'll get rid of the muffs. I'll get rid of the ring. I'm keeping that toothpaste in the sweater, though. We can work on that later. Also, I never told you, but there's an old AT&T cell phone receipt in there.
What?
It's not a big deal. It's just an old cell phone receipt. It's always at the bottom. It says Mr. and Mrs. Waters on it, so. I still gotta pay it.
Oh, dear. I think you're doing it to torture yourself.
No.
I really do think so.
I'm not doing it to torture myself.
I think these things are torture because you feel guilty of how it all dissolved. And I think you're not cutting yourself enough slack. Sometimes things just don't work out. Sean, sometimes relationships just don't happen.
What happens if I just, like, end up hating her so much and I'm like that guy that you see on the news that, like, tried to pay somebody to kill his ex-wife?
That's what we're working towards, getting away from that. Regulating your feelings so that you can be grateful for the fact that you had the experience of having Claire as your wife.
Because I want her to be happy, but I don't.
That's perfectly normal.
I want her to be happy alone.
That's perfectly, perfectly normal.
I want her to go on vacation by herself and not meet anybody on vacation. I want her to work at a job where nobody hits on her. And I want her to just get a lot of cats or something. I don't know. I want her to be happy, but the idea of her with somebody else is just infuriating.
That's probably going to last for a really long time.
So, a long time, you mean like 30 years? That's a long time. Like, because 3 years isn't a long time.
It's up to you.
Okay. So, in middle school, the very first middle school dance ever was at the end of the year. It was sixth grade in my school. Sixth, seventh, and eighth were pushed together. That was middle school.
Mm-hmm.
It was sixth grade. It was the first dance. Usually dances are just for seventh and eighth graders, but the last one always counts, sixth, seventh, and eighth, because you're older, you know, and they think that now's the time to introduce you to dances. And the whole concept of asking somebody to go to a dance was very important to me. It felt like every time you watch a TV show or whatever, you watch like a Boy Meets World or something, he's always like, I need to go to the dance with somebody or else I'm a loser, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of felt like that was true. I felt like if I didn't have somebody to go with, I was a loser. So it was like I got very, very anxious about asking somebody. I asked this girl, Jenny, to the dance and she said yes. And it was great because it was like, I always kind of thought that she liked me, but I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
So she said yes, and it was awesome. And then I get to the dance, and I find out that, like, actually a lot of people are there by themselves. They just showed up to the dance. And the whole concept of, like, having to go pick her up and have the flower and all that stuff, that was way more stressful than I guess if I just would have had walked into the dance by myself. Because we'd gotten into the dance, and we, like, split up immediately. She went on one side, I went on the other side. And then, like, we didn't do anything until it was, like, it's slow dance time. So then it's, like, I know I have to go out and dance with her. So I go out and I dance with her. And then as soon as the dance is over, I walk off and somebody says to me, oh, man, so-and-so, like, Jeff or something, is going to be, like, is going to get real upset that you're dancing with his girlfriend. And I'm, like, what? Like, I asked Jenny to go to the dance with me. She didn't tell me she had a boyfriend or anything like this. So then in between the next slow song and that song, obviously word had got around that I found out or something, I don't know. And she she came over and she's like, hey, so, like, this is just awkward, but, like, I'm seeing Jeff now, or whatever his name is, but it wasn't until after you asked me to the dance. It's like, you asked me to the dance, I said yes, and then Jeff asked me to the dance, like, the next day, and then I said I was already going with you, but I would like to go out with him. And, like, oh, man.
What a bitch.
Well, it's, I can't, you know, that she wanted Jeff, and I just happened to ask her first, and she did like me enough. She just likes Jeff more.
Are you worried that all of your romantic interactions are rooted from that instance?
I always feel like if a girl likes me or goes out with me or marries me, that it's just like I kind of got there first, and she likes me. But there's always going to be a Jeff. There's always going to be a better guy than...
Well, the thing that really struck me, Sean, was when you mentioned that when you got to the dance and mm-hmm. you noticed all these people who went alone.
Mm-hmm.
That struck me the most. It's sort of that you realized that you didn't need to partner up with someone so soon. People could just sort of come as they were. And this is what I try to harp on with every session, that you can be alone. And actually, I believe you should be alone. You need to take time for yourself. You need to figure out who Sean Waters is, what Sean Waters likes. You need to date yourself. You need to take yourself out to places that you've always wanted to go to and not have to wait for someone else's approval. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. You know, I've been wanting to go to Australia for years.
This is the first time I've heard of it.
Well, because I didn't think I can go unless I was with somebody.
No, I think that's great. I mean, what are the things that you want to do in Australia?
I don't know, I just want to go there. They speak our language, but it's different, and it's so different. It's on the opposite side of the world. It's on the opposite hemisphere.
Mm.
It's like their culture is so different. I like the way they talk. I want to see Great Barrier Reef. I just want to see the Opera House. I don't want to go to the opera. I want to go, like, fishing on a boat. I want to see a shark. I want to punch a shark, but I don't think they'll let me do that. I don't know. It just sounds really cool.
Well, it is Australia. I'm sure there are some sections of the continent where you could punch a shark.
Is that what it is? Okay. You know what? I think I'm going to go to Australia by myself.
I think that's a fantastic idea. I think you should take...
Is it safe to go by yourself to Australia? I heard there's deadly animals.
You're a good man. You have so much to offer. You should go find that out for yourself.
I'm going to Australia.
For our listeners...
That's so many miles.
I just want to clarify that Sean Waters is going to Australia.
Yeah.
If you have any friends, family that reside there... Because that's really the best thing. If you just kind of go, spur of the moment, but there are connections, local connections, you can meet up with those people.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been Patient Profiles with Dr. Lena.
And Sean.
And Sean, case number 54.
That's a knife.
That is, you gotta brush up on that Australian,
that's
Sean.
That's a knife.
Yeah, good job.
That's this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you could find all our episodes at trythispodcast.com, or you could find us on iTunes. While you're on iTunes, if you'd like to subscribe to us, maybe rate us, leave us a review, do something. I don't know. Whatever you guys want to do. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Just keep listening. That's all I ask for. If you'd like to contact us, you could email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. If you want to find us on Facebook, we're on Facebook now. Try This Podcast. It's facebook.com/trythispodcast, or just search for it. You'll probably just search for it like a normal person would. That's it. That's this week's episode. We'll be back next week with an episode that feels like it was plucked right from another podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.